الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. الليلة هي الليلة العاشرة من ليالي التراويح، غدًا واليوم العاشر من رمضان، فخلاص يعني أوشك الشهر على الانتصاف، وبعد ذلك بعدة أيام ينتهي شهر رمضان، فإذا ذهب بعضه ذهب كله. So today is the 10th night of Taraweeh, and in a few days, inshallah, we'll say goodbye to the month of Ramadan. And some of you might have wondered, why do they call it fasting? Because it goes by so fast. Yeah, I made that up. But anyway, اليوم إن شاء الله نكمل حديثنا عن الأمور التي تقرب الله سبحانه وتعالى ونتكلم عن المعاملات وحسن الخلق. كم مرة قرأنا في القرآن الكريم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات، إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. فإذا قرأت في الفقه تجد الفقه ينقسم إلى قسمين، عبادات ومعاملات. كثير من الناس يركز على مسألة العبادات ويترك المعاملات. So Islam stands on two feet. The first one is theology, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing how to worship and serve Him. And the second foot is dealing with people. We read in the Quran, those who have faith and do good. Those who have faith and do good. وَإِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَى الشَّرَائِعَ السَّابِقَةَ شَرِيعَةَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَشَرِيعَةَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَغَيْرِهِمَا مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ الْكِرَامِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ تَجِدْ أَنَّ شَرِيعَتَهُمْ قَامَتْ عَلَى شَيْئَيْنِ الله عبادتك لله ومعاملاتك مع الناس. أين هذا؟ إذا نظرت إلى الوصايا العشر، وصايا الله سبحانه وتعالى لموسى عليه السلام، الجزء الأول منها يقوم على عبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى، والجزء الآخر يقوم على المعاملة الحسنة مع الناس، لا تسرق، لا تكذب، لا تفعل كذا. وكذلك إذا نظرت في القرآن الوصايا العشر في القرآن في سورة الإسراء وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا، وكذلك في سورة الأنعام قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم عليكم ربكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا إلى غير ذلك، تجد الآيات تتكلم عن الصدق والأمانة وعدم الكذب وعدم السرقة والقتل إلى غير ذلك. آمن واعمل صالح، حقوق الله وحقوق العباد. So if you look at the previous faith, the teachings of Musa alayhi salam, the teachings of Isa and the previous prophets, like for example, if you look at the Ten Commandments, the first few commandments, they talk about worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the rest of the commandments, they say, be a nice person. Don't abuse people, be good to the people, be kind, be nice to the people. And the same is also true in the Quran. If you read in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that you worship none but Him, and you honor your parents, and the verses go on to talk about how nice you should be to the people. You shouldn't steal or lie or cheat and so on and so forth. So all faiths, including Islam, are all about having a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshiping Him properly, and being nice to the people. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أذكر عدة ثلاثة أحاديث صحيحة في هذا المقام. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أثقل شيء في الميزان هو حسن الخلق. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in an authentic hadith that the heaviest thing in your scale of good deeds on the Day of Judgment is good manners. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح في الترمذي إن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. In another authentic hadith in صحيح الترمذي, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that most people go to Jannah because of their taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and good manners. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا في حديث صحيح في الترمذي إن أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني منزلا أو مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. Also in another authentic hadith by الترمذي, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that the most beloved of you you to my heart on the day of judgment, and the closest of you to me in Jannah are those who have the best manners. He didn't say that the closest of you are those who pray more, or fast more, or they do 15 Hajj. No, he said those who have the best manners. You have to fast, you have to pray. I mean, this is taken for granted. I mean, there's no question about this. But good manners is what makes a difference. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam yukhbiruna anna hatta husn al-khuluq bil-hayawan yudkhil insan al-jannah. Kam minkum ya'arif al-hadith anna imra'ata baghiyan min bani Israel dakhalat al-jannah fi kalbin saqatu fi al-sahara. Having good manners even toward animals will take you to Jannah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith that a prostitute from the children of Israel, this is in the authentic hadith, went to Jannah because she gave water to a dog in the desert to drink. It's an authentic hadith. In another hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a woman went to the hellfire for abusing a cat until the cat died. We all know these hadith. So good manners to humans and animals and to anything. Because as we said before, at the end of the day, you are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with the people. أَنْتَ لَمَّ تُحْسِنِ الْخُلُقِ إِلَى النَّاسِ وَتَتَعَامَلْ مَعْهُمْ أَنْتَ تَتَعَامَلْ مَعَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَيْسَ مَعَ النَّاسِ فَضَعْ هَذَا فِي مُخَيِّلَتِكَ. النقطة الأخيرة التي نتكلم فيها أنه من حسن الخلق أن تحب لأخيك ما تحب لنفسك، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح، ويقاس عليه أن تكره لأخيك ما تكره لنفسك. One example of good manners is to love for your brother or your sister what you love for yourself, and you hate for them what you hate for yourself. As the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith. And I conclude with this story. يعني كثير منكم يعرف إنه فيه بعض الحساسيات بين الهند وباكستان بخصوص كشمير أو كذا. ففي بعض المضايقات بتحصل بين الهنود والباكستان. ففي يوم من الأيام كان في اثنين من الإخوة من الهند مسلمين ومعهم أخ مسلم من باكستان مسافرين في الصحراء في رمضان، وانقطع بهم السبل ونفذ الزاد وما في ماء وأوشكوا على الهلاك خلاص. فأخذوا يبكون ويدعون الله سبحانه وتعالى خلاص، يعني أوشكوا على الموت فعلا. فوجد أحدهم مصباح علاء الدين السحر تمام، ففرقوا المصباح فخرج الجني وقال لكل واحد منكم أمنية واحدة فقط. فقال الهندي الأول يعني خلاص أنا كنت هموت وأوشكت على الموت، أنا عاوز أروح على الحج. بوم، وجد نفسه على جبل عرفات تمام ممتاز. أما الثاني فقال يعني والله أنا كنت مقصر في حق أمي وزوجتي وأتمنى أن أذهب إليهم وأخدمهما بقية حياتي وكذا. بوم، اختفى، لا نفسه قاعد جنب أمه مومباي. الأخ الباكستاني طبعا بسبب الحساسيات والمشاكل كذا قال طب الجماعة دول دلوقتي مبسوطين، واحد قاعد على عرفات ومبسوط الأخ الهندي، والأخ الهندي الثاني قاعد معاهم في مومباي ومبسوط، طب ايه رايك بقى ان انا الامنيه بتاعتي ان انا عاوز الاثنين دول يجوا دلوقتي حالا. So this is a story we conclude with. We probably are aware of the tension between India and Pakistan because of the politics and Kashmir and what happened. So an Indian brother told me this joke. He said two Indian brothers and one Pakistani brother, they were traveling together. And they had the tension because of the politics. They always talk about politics. So they were traveling in the desert. They ran out of water. They ran out of food. And they were that close to death. And they started crying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of a sudden, they found the magic lamp of Aladdin. Okay? Say, so they rubbed the lamp and the genie came out. And he said, masters, I have one wish for each one of you. Three wishes, one each. So the first Indian brother, he said, I feel so sorry, you know, I was very disobedient and I'm very close to death now, and I wish I would go for Hajj. And boom, he disappeared, and he found himself on Jabal Arafat. So one Indian is gone. The second one said, I was disobedient to my mother, And I gave her a hard time. I wish that I can, you know, dedicate the rest of my life in her service. Boom, he disappeared. He found himself in Mumbai, India. The other brother, he was not so happy that one of them is now in Hajj. The other one is happy with his mother and his wife in Mumbai. He said, these guys are happy now, and they left me in this miserable situation. Okay, okay. My wish is to bring these two back here. And boom, they came back. Wish for your brother what you wish for yourself. The question for yesterday was, if someone missed a few days of Ramadan 4 years ago, and they didn't make up the days yet, after 4 years, they will have to make up the days, and as a punishment, they will have to feed a poor person for every day, or to give a sa' of food, either way. The winner for today is Hajj Milhim Haimoun. Where is he? Hajj Milhim. Is he here? Mabrook, finally. The question for today, if someone is asthmatic, okay, and they have to use the puffer all day long in Ramadan, does the puffer, using the puffer in the day of Ramadan, invalidate the fasting or not? Now, insan andu asthma fi sadr.
Bring it back, please. Can you send it back all the way here?
You are not happy with drink.
No, I need more. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay.
I'm a board member, I'm not qualified. But Imam did it anyway. First, I would like to say happy Ramadan for all of you. And I ask Allah to give all of us the health and wealth to live and witness Ramadan many years to come. Second, I would like to thank our mashayikh, Sheikh Mustafa Khattab, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Badawi, for the great effort they're doing during the first 10 days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, the mosque is all every night is full, better than every year. That's mean we all enjoy it. And hope to keep like this to the end of Ramadan.